Our prayer focus today are the unsaved friends in our life, that they would open the door to Jesus and some scripture declarations over them. Our care and concern for unbelieving friends can weigh heavily on our hearts. The Apostle Paul carried this burden for the Jewish people who had not yet believed in Jesus. He said in Romans 10:1, "The longing of my heart and my prayer to God is for the people of Israel to be saved." We can say the same thing for our friends. The longing of our hearts and prayers to God is for our friends to be saved. As Christians, we're called to share the gospel and live it out as Jesus' witnesses. And as we do that, we must also humbly remember that salvation comes from the Lord alone, Jonah 2:9. That is why praying for them is vital. In prayer, we are seeking God's power to work in their hearts and lives in ways we never could. In the podcast today are 6 prayers using scriptures that we can pray, and you can, for your unsaved friends. You'll be prompted to insert their names whenever it says friend. You can actually say their name or names, or just say friend. But we encourage you to write a list and keep them in mind as we are praying this. Let's pray this year we will see at least one of our friends that don't know the Lord receive him as our Lord and Savior. So, Father God, we know that no one can come to Jesus unless you, Father, draw them. We ask that you draw our friends that don't know you to your Son, that they may know you personally and spend eternity with you. Lord God, we ask that you would move upon our friends' hearts to accept the truth of Christ. Give them a heart to know you, that you are the Lord, so that they will be your people and you will be their God. And may they return to you with all of their heart. We ask that you would overwhelm our friends with the reality of your love for them. May they have an encounter that touches every part of their being, that they would know that they know that they know that you are love and there is no other, that they would grasp how wide, how long, how high, and how deep is the love of Christ, and that they would know this love that surpasses knowledge. Lord, use us to open our friends' eyes and turn them from darkness to light, from the power of Satan to God, so that they may receive forgiveness of sins and have a place among those who are sanctified by faith in you. Holy Spirit, show us specifically how to minister to each of our unsaved friends, whether we should be merciful to those who doubt saving others by snatching them from the fire, or to show mercy mixed with fear. Reveal to us opportunities to share about you, our testimonies, and give us the strength to obey when you open the door. And Father God, your word says that godly sorrow brings repentance, which leads to salvation and leaves no regret. Only you, Lord God, Father, can open our eyes to the reality that all have sinned and fall in short of your glory. Come upon our friends with a sense of godly sorrow for their sin, that they may repent and surrender to you and be saved. In Jesus' name.